Hi everyone. My name is Ayman. I came to the UK almost 5 years ago without my parents, and I used to live with my foster carer. I then claimed an asylum, and I got accepted within 1 year. I don't know if you guys saw the video. I think the video was a bit lagging, but I can relate to what was said on the video, because when I was new here in the UK and I couldn't speak English, and my social service were not treating me well, I needed an advocate. That I needed advocate the most. I found out about Korean Voice through Karas. I was one of the youth leader in Karas, and they had a workshop that they were running every one times a month. And luckily, the workshop, it was about people who are in care and people who are caregiver. So I was lucky enough to participate on that workshop, and I got to learn about advocates and how can, like, for example, if I'm not getting help from the social service, because at that time I was 16, that I can ask the advocate to help me with some of the stuff that I was going through. Before the workshop, I didn't know about what was my right. And after the workshop that I finished with Karas, I knew that I was entitled to an advocate. And I then straight away called Korean Voice. And luckily they did a small interview, and they accepted me within 3 days and got me an advocate. My advocate that I had from Korean Voice, she was very supportive, and I felt that I had a voice because she was listening to me the whole time and giving me advice. These are a few of the things that my advocate that helped me in Korean Voice. She helped me speak to my social worker about my birthday money. I have been, so when I came here first in the UK for the first 1 year and a half, I didn't get any birthday money or any celebration or aid money. So the advocate, every time that I ask my social worker to if they can support me with this, she would say that I was not entitled. But I had some family members from Swindon who were getting the same support, basically about support on birthday money and a celebration money. So then when I told this to the advocate, as the advocate spoke to the social service, and they started giving me money. After that, advocate helped me write a complaint letter, and because they were not also responding, so when I got the advocate, they start listening to me more often, and they start responding to my phone calls and texts more often also. Why do I think having an advocate is important? I believe some social workers are good, and some social services, they're not good. And if someone who is entitled to an advocate, if they can do an advocate, I think it's the best thing to do, because it makes it easier to communicate with the social service. They will start listening to you, and they will start responding, and so they can help you. Yeah, I'm gonna, for the next part, I'm gonna give it to Mahmoud to talk about. And if anyone have questions, please feel free to ask if there is a time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, everyone. My name is Mahmoud. I don't know if you hear me properly or not, but I want to check.
We can hear you well.
Good. All right. My name is Mahmoud, and when I came to UK, I was 17. Now I'm 20. So with no family members, I came alone. So I put in the foster family in that time. So like, first time I had an advocate experience, it was in 2021, I think last year. So I had some problems with my personal advisor. My PA tried to move me from where I live, like with no good reason. He just tried to move me because he wanna put someone in there. So I feel that not fair, it's not right. I feel from the first time, I feel like I need someone to help me. But like the videos Jamila and Ahmed said, I don't know their advocacy program, there are people there to help you if you have some issues. So yes, I keep silent, but like that time I had really serious problems. So like he tried to move me and he lied and didn't tell me the reason why he wanna move me. So that stressed me a lot and I feel really down. So like I asked someone to help me in this issue, and because I don't want to move at the moment, I was in college, I has like some exams and I'm not ready to move at that time. Like Jesse called me and moved today. So like, and that person gave me advocacy contact. So I contact someone. So she talked to me directly, she called me back, and like we had she asked me about my situation, and I told her, we talked, and also like she gave me confidence to talk about my situation, like with details, and like she gave me power that like she just, what you wanna do, what you wanna say. Like she just asking me, she telling me the right way. Also like, we can do this, like, can I call you first personal advisor? Or that thing like give me power and help me, like make me confident to speak my issues. And we wrote a complaint, and in a few days, she called me back, you don't need to move, and your issue is solved, and your PA was lying there, right? So I was really happy. I was in stress, like serious one in that time, because I feel like someone, it's not right to move me, but like, he know, I don't know my right, that why he tried to move me. So when I found someone, like advocacy there to help you always, that make me feel really amazing, and I was happy that time. And that why I don't know the word advocacy, what it mean in that time, even in English, but like, and then I found out, likely I've been with young citizen, and then that helped me more to know about my right as well. So I've been around in college with friends. They have so many issues like this. So easily I can tell them their calm voice always there. If you have issue like this, they can help you. And like, I see like some of my friends, they call directly and they got translator and they help their issue. So like, advocacy is really amazing thing for young people who they don't know their right. like me. So for me now, you know, but out there, a lot of young people or a lot of immigration background, they don't know, they can like write a complaint like I did, or they can like their personal advisor can tell, like easily you can tell that is wrong, is the right, and someone can tell you what is right or what is wrong. I feel like that really amazing things. Thank you.